last island on the approach into the airport, and it's the one the airplanes have to miss on their way in.
That's Clay Hammer describing what lies ahead for a group of Evergreen Elementary fourth graders as they head up the Stikine River. Two groups from Wrangell and another group from Petersburg participated in the annual Stikine River field trip despite rainy and windy conditions. Students participated in activities that spanned across three islands along the river. The students kicked off the trip by learning different types of birds and sounds from the trip's coordinator, Brian Merritt.
Obviously, you guys are standing up on the grass flats right now, and if you look down, you can see where grass grows out of it. This used to be a huge sandbar thousands of years ago, kind of like out there. But then the river changed its course, and then vegetation started growing. And if you look off that way, you can see willows way off in the distance, those kind of lighter brown trees. They'll eventually keep growing down the flats, and maybe in 20 years you'll see those trees out in here. But all of this is sand. We talked about the sediment, all of those sandbars you guys just went by. It's all pushed down by the river from further up. How come there's no big rocks right here? Amos? Okay, but that's definitely, if you had a rock this big, for example, it can't flow in that current. It's too heavy. What are these things? You can look here, you can look there. The sound they make. Trent, what are they?
Canada geese.
Yeah, they're Canada geese, and if you were to see a flock migrating, they kind of migrate in a real sharp V when they're way up high in the sky and that sort of thing. You can tell them from a sandhill, because sandhills kind of have a rounded V. Which one is it?
It's the glaucus wingull.
Right? Are you sure?
What? Herringgull and the glaucus wingull.
Yeah, I got them on the same post. Chris, you were right, sorry. But anyway, you can tell the herringgull. How come, Trent?
Because of its black wingtips.
Right, and if you look over here, here is the glaucus wingull. They look exactly the same except for those black wingtips.
Then it was off to the next station where the kids experienced the journey of salmon. Each group participated in an activity where they would have to survive a trip up the river and back.
You should be able to recognize what the scent is and be able to name it. Then you're going to take off, you're going to go upstream, all the way up to the scent at the end, and you're going to see if it matches the one you have. Don't lose the one you have, and don't mix them up.
Okay,
wait.
Sniff it. Sniff it.
My hands are cold.
Just
came here.
Yes, Garrett and
Eagle. We don't think it's it,
but
you got it. You survived. Must have good team. Good job. Two good teams. Rainbow Rocks. Thank you very much.
The next activity was conducted by members of the Forest Service. Students went on an adventure to find everything from moose tracks to moose scat.
You saw moose tracks?
Did you see any moose scat?
No.
I wish that was moose.
I think it's walking this way.
Walking that way, don't you think?
Yeah, because we're going
back.
See, why is it they have these?
Walk like a bear!
And the final activity of the day got a little fishy as the groups made attempts to catch hooligans. Some went even as far as biting the heads off.
Okay, let's grab half you get the lead line, half you get the pork. All the way down here, guys.
I need a couple over here. Just this side right here.
Oh! Holy cow!
Okay, set down the lead
line. Willow, come here.
Don't, it's right.
Willow.
She'll get out of there. Okay, go ahead and put that down.
Ew, it feels disgusting.
Ew. What did it feel like? What did it feel like, though?
It feels disgusting.
I know, but tell me what it feels like. Are they rough?
They're soft.
They're smooth. They're
like,
slick.
It looks like they can fly right through the water.
Yeah, they look like a... So we're going to give Heidi a chance to bite off ahead
of
us.
Come on.
All right. Heidi.
Hold on. Hey, here we go.
Wait.
Here we go.
Get it!
Just picture this one.
For KSDK, I'm Tony Gorman.